Yo, what's good, Struggles? It's your boy, Luke P. Sanders. I am back with a brand new episode of Struggle Secrets for Season 6. And today, we're talking about vibrate your penis. So, I don't really... You know, when you hear about sex toys and you hear about vibrators, you usually hear them about talking about women. You know, and vibrators like that. But listen, there are vibrators for guys, for men, for their anus. And those are very pleasurable, too. Especially the... Yeah. Those are very pleasurable, too. But there also are vibrators for guys, for their penis. So they're like the little, I think they're like the rubber cock rings, the ones that don't hurt. They're not tight. So there are those, I believe, right? I had one of those a long time ago. They don't last long. They're like $1 or something at the sex shop, or at least they were when I went. They're very flimsy and they don't last. They usually only last for like one time. So maybe you might get an hour tops out of it and that's it. And then the vibrator that because I remember Cock Dog, shout out to Cock Dog. He used to be on Twitter, but you know, they be banning people and shutting people's accounts down. They be shutting people's accounts down. So I know he was on Pornhub under Cock Dog, and he tries out sex toys, which I think is really cool. Cause if you look up sex toys on YouTube, sex toys reviews from, you know, when men trying them on YouTube, of course they can't show them. Well, I've seen one. One or two. Either YouTube didn't catch it or they thought it was educational. I don't know. But typically, you don't see guys talking about sex toys. Yeah, guys are talking about sex toys publicly or online, and you get to see them use it. They usually tell you how it worked, how they felt, you know, things like that. But he actually demonstrates how they work, and he actually has an orgasm and feels it and enjoys it. And it's actually kind of, it's actually great to watch. And, it's a turn on, so yeah, he does all that. It's really cool to see him talk. He'll like introduce the product and then he'll use it and then he'll act like the camera's not there and then he'll tell you how it felt and everything like that. So it's really cool. Look him up on Pornhub under Cock Dog. So there's those type of vibrators where you can actually put it into a sex toy, so it's actually a sex toy meant for that. But for me, I'm old school and a little, you know, even though I didn't have sex until I was 18. I was a little naughty, you know what I mean? As far, because I don't think kids did this, or, you know, yeah, I was naughty at to do this. So I went to a pharmacy and I bought a hand massager. You know, the hand massagers that have the four things on it, the four circle ball things on it, and then you hold it, and there's like a place in there for your hand, and you hold it. It got me a nice blue one, and I used it on my date. So I've used it multiple ways. So at first, I could use it to where I could just put it in my underwear. Because I tried my pants. I was like, no, that's too much material to try to get through to fill it. And then I put it on my underwear. I was like, nah. And then I put it inside my underwear on my dick. And I just left it there and I watched porn. I think, right? Yeah. And I came. And then that kind of, you know, that didn't really work. Because it wasn't any motion as far as like going up and down. And that's what I was used to. So then I had to start... I would put it on my dick and then I would move it up and down and then that would make me come out. And I actually did that recently. It was either this year or last year. I think it was this year, top of this year. And so it still works. But it's just a different sensation and it feels good. And that's the only way that I like to come hands-free, or that I did. And I'll get into that later. Hands-free and everything like that. Like guys are like, oh, that's... Yeah, I view coming hands-free very differently. As far as I'm talking about coming, you know, having an orgasm by yourself and things like that. Now, coming hands-free from head or... Because that's technically hands-free if they're just using their mouth. And if you're having sex, that's hands-free too. But, yeah. But I'll get into that in a future episode. I don't know when, though, but I know it is a future episode. I don't know if it's, you know... Not to try to spoil anything, but... At this point, I think we do have good momentum. So I don't know if it's part of another season or what. So yeah, it's definitely down the line for sure. But yeah, make sure you stay tuned to Struggle Secrets every Friday because we've been keeping you warm. I've been keeping you warm, hopefully during this winter season while it's been cold outside. So make sure you tune in next Friday and every Friday at 12:11 Central, and make sure you follow Struggle Secrets at Struggle Secrets on all social media platforms, and be sure to stay safe and stroke often.